According to one expert, the Rams come up just short of the number one spot and arguably the most important spot in the NFL.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On NFL your first listen every single day. Locked On Rams, I should say. I'm so excited about the Locked On NFL channel and everything that they're getting ready to do with the draft coming up that I'm jumping the gun here a little bit. Locked On Rams, your first listen every single day. Free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. I host the Rams pregame show and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles, and have been doing that for a few years since the Rams came back to Los Angeles way back in 2016. I got my Dodger hoodie on today, celebrating the Dodger home opening win last night. Welcome to town, Freddie Freeman. That's always a good sign. You can check out Locked On Dodgers as well. That's always a good spot to go for all your Dodger information. Okay, here's what I want to get into today. The Rams are going to take the Lombardi Trophy on the road. That is very cool. That is very good news. And if you are in and around Southern California, you're going to want to see where it is coming. And they have an absolutely epic spot that they're going to hit on their trail of Southern California to show off the Lombardi Trophy that I think is going to make you laugh a little bit along the way. No Stephon Gilmore. That's coming up in just a little bit. He's on his way to Indianapolis. What does that mean for the Rams secondary? And let's get right into this. Greg Rosenthal put together a piece, NFL.com, and was talking about, he ranked all of the general managers in the NFL, all the guys that are in charge of putting together the rosters, all the guys that are in charge of selecting the players, of hiring the coaches. And obviously, it's an incredibly important job. It's an incredibly important part of determining whether or not you're going to have any success. Because, look, we've seen it before, right? Guys that are pretty good at what they do don't have a ton of success at their first spot because maybe they weren't given the right players. Maybe they weren't given the right amount of support in the front office. Maybe the front office wasn't willing to go to bat for their needs or whatever the circumstances may be. The Rams have not had that problem. In Rosenthal's rankings, Les Snead, Rams general manager Les Snead, comes in the number two spot. The only guys ahead of him is a kind of a tandem that they got going on in Buffalo, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. So that's where Les Snead comes in. And I want to read you something from Greg Rosenthal that he wrote because I think it's really interesting and I think it speaks to why the Rams are where they are. If I'm approaching this exercise like a power ranking, I'm giving extra credit to anyone who wins a Super Bowl by acting differently. You also get extra credit for wearing a t-shirt with your own adopted catchphrase about team building and having LeBron James take notice. You also get additional love for being the one who drafted the greatest player ever since Lawrence Taylor, even if Snead drafted Greg Robinson 11 spots ahead of Aaron Donald in the same draft. He goes on to write, Sean McVay's ability to develop Snead's mid to late round gems into contributors is crucial, but there's no question that the Rams' approach to trade away all of their first round picks since 2016 has worked. Since 2017, when McVay arrived, Los Angeles is second in total wins, including the playoffs, behind only the Kansas City Chiefs. Though through trades and savvy cap management, the Rams are in a perpetual win now mode that shows no signs of slowing down. Bingo. Okay, that last sentence to me is the one that is the real payoff here, right? Since 2017, when McVay arrived in Los Angeles, Los Angeles is second in total wins behind only the Chiefs. Through trades and savvy cap management, the Rams are in a perpetual win now mode that shows no signs of slowing down. Bingo. This is not just draft Aaron Donald, which, you know, I don't want to say they got lucky because they ultimately ended up taking him. But like you pointed out, it was after they took Greg Robinson. There were other teams that had an opportunity to take Aaron Donald. Les Snead ultimately did. It's not just saying that, oh, Jared Goff isn't good enough and we need to go get better and trading some first round picks to go get Matthew Stafford. That's obviously part of it. It's obviously cool that Les Snead has a catchphrase, you know, F them picks, that he's, you know, run it back guy, that they won a Super Bowl by zigging when everyone else is zagging. Those are obviously very important parts about what they do. But it's that last part that I think is so crucial to what they've done. while it's easy to say, I'll take Jalen Ramsey and give away a couple of picks, you better hit on those other picks. You win the fourth round, the fifth round, the sixth round, the seventh round. Not only do you need to make sure that you're getting the right guys, but you need to make sure that you have the right coach in place to develop those guys, that you have the right coach in place that's willing to play those guys and live with some of the growing pains along the way, right? How often did we see Troy Hill at the beginning of his career just kind of be all over the place? Then all of a sudden, Troy Hill became a pretty good player. You've seen some guys that we've – Darius Williams, all of a sudden, you know, undrafted guy, let's bring him in, let's plug him in, let's see what happens. And you develop him and you put him out there and you let it start to grow and bear some fruit along the way. And they're getting ready to do it all over again. We're going to talk about Stephon Gilmore coming up here in just a little bit, but that other corner spot, maybe they'll go out and get somebody in free agency. There's not a ton of guys left that could slide right into that spot. But whether we're talking about Robert Rochelle, whether we're talking about David Long Jr., these are guys that were lower round draft picks that are going to have to step up and play a very important role on this team very quickly. And Les Snead has to hit on those guys. Because sure, everybody knows Bobby Wagner's a good player. That's honestly the easy part, right? Trading or signing Bobby Wagner, trading or signing for Von Miller, trading or signing for Matthew Stafford. It's expensive, but it's easy. You know you're getting a good player coming back. It's risky, but it's easy. There was nobody on the face of the earth that would look at Jared Goff and look at Matthew Stafford and think, I think Goff's about the same. Matthew Stafford is a far, far better player. So the cost is the question, not whether or not you're getting the better player. But in these later rounds, and what Rosenthal is writing about, what I agree with completely is you have to hit in those spots. Because if you don't, you can have Aaron Donald and Bobby Wagner and Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp. But if the other 20 guys on the field can't play dead in a cowboy movie, to steal my friend Keyshawn's line, then it doesn't really matter. You have to hit there. What allows them to be all in, what allows them to say, F them picks, what allows them to be the only team seemingly at the trade deadline that's active year after year after year, is because they have a system that Les Snead has put in place, that Sean McVay has executed beautifully, to draft guys in the third round and beyond and put them on the field right away. John Johnson, you know, is now in Cleveland, who's one of my favorite Rams that we've had in the last 5 or 6 years, is a guy that came in as a third-round pick out of Boston College. Kind of, yeah, we'll see what it is. He was the starting safety about 5 games into the season. He was so good that the Browns came in and basically said, we're going to pay him to where you can't do it, and they had to let him go. This is what they're very, very good at. This is what the secret sauce that nobody talks about is, that it's easy to take Jalen Ramsey. Sure, he's Jalen Ramsey. Who wouldn't want him on their team? But to draft these other guys late in the late rounds, whether it's a Rob Havenstein, whether it's a Joe Noteboom, whether it's a Brian Allen, talking third round and later, right? Cooper Kupp, a third round pick. You're going to have to hit on some of these guys to let that philosophy on the front end work. And I think that we'll see what Buffalo does, but you know, they're good. They've got the quarterback. They picked the right guy. All those quarterbacks in that draft, they picked the right one. I'll give them credit for that. But the fact of the matter is, they haven't even gotten to a Super Bowl with that group of guys. The Rams have been to two. Okay, they've won one, they've been to two. Buffalo's still knocking on the door. They're getting close. They're good. They're going to play the Rams this year, and that's going to be arguably one of the tougher games on the Rams' schedule. But they're not just knocking on the door. The Rams have opened it and walked through it twice. Okay, so maybe Les Snead deserves to be one spot higher. Stephon Gilmore is not coming to Los Angeles. He's headed to Indy. What does that mean for the Rams' defense? That is coming up next, but not before we talk about Bet Online. I wonder what the odds are for Indianapolis now that they've added Stephon Gilmore, right? Did they go up? Probably not. Did they go down? Probably not either, right? BetOnline.net has all of this information. It's your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information. Find all the latest developments, league reviews, news, including this year's basketball playoffs. They're starting tomorrow and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Like baseball, right? Dodgers, number one team. Not a bad choice. Head to the website today to use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Bet online, where the game starts. Okay, so the NFL draft is just around the corner. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every day. But if you are a draft nick, and really who amongst us of the NFL is not, starting on Thursday, April 28th, a couple of Thursdays from right now, you're going to want to tune into Locked On NFL's draft live coverage from the 2022 NFL draft. All 3 days of real-time analysis from our extensive lineup of experts and insiders. And for those of you dying to know who your team will take, you're going to want to catch Odyssey and Locked On NFL's mock draft special hosted by Brian Peacock and former scout Matt Williamson. They, of course, of the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. That is all week leading up to the first pick. So here's how you do it. The Locked On NFL Draft live show. It's on the Locked On NFL Draft YouTube page. It is the 28th of April, starting at 4 o'clock Pacific. The following day, Friday is 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, and then Saturday morning, 8:30. That's the Locked On NFL Draft live on the Locked On NFL Draft YouTube page and the Odyssey NFL Mock Draft, April 18th through the 22nd, and of course the 25th. And you can find that on the Odyssey and Locked On NFL Draft podcast feeds. Okay, so this morning, Stephon Gilmore is now a member of the Indianapolis Colts. The Rams, there was mutual interest, as it was reported, right? That the Rams, look, whenever there's a big-name player, the Rams are going to certainly sniff around and see if there's a deal to be made. That's how they operate. We just talked about it, that, you know, they're going to go big-game hunting and then try to backload that roster with some late-round picks, and Stephon Gilmore would certainly be a big name to go and get. But it did feel like it was probably a very big long shot. He gets some money. He gets a lot more money, nearly double what the Rams might have been able to offer in Indianapolis. And while LA is an incredibly attractive destination as far as football goes, as far as city goes, and stadium and ownership and coach and winning and all those things, double money is double money. You're not going to win that argument very often, and they did not do it. So Gilmore is now a member of the Indianapolis Colts. So what's plan B, right? If Stephon Gilmore was your, you know, pie in the sky plan A, what is plan B? I think plan B, like we talked about yesterday on Locked On Rams, and this is why you need to subscribe, and this is why you need to click that little plus button, that bookmark button, whatever it is in your feed. I think Robert Rochelle is your first guy. I think he's the guy that's going to get an opportunity to win that job. I think he's the guy that will probably be the guy that doesn't play in the exhibition portion of the season. That's always kind of telling, right? If you don't play, that's probably means that you are the guy to get that job. And we'll see. We'll see if he's out there. Maybe if David Long is out there. I think those are your leading candidates at this point. I think the Rams, I would be very surprised if the first pick in the draft that they take does not have a corner or defensive back. That that's not the first place they go, I'd be surprised. Maybe offensive line. Maybe you start to develop some offensive line depth at that point in the draft too, but those are really the only two spots that make sense. So maybe there's a guy that's not even on this team. Here's the other thing too. They don't have to figure this out right now. You can wait until camp gets going. You can draft guys. You got a couple of guys on your roster, like I mentioned, Rochelle and Long, that maybe can slide into that opportunity. And then you can wait. Right. We all know how this goes. There's always a team that has too much of something and not enough of something, which means, let's say you got a team that is loaded up at defensive back, that they've got seven guys for five spots. Well, that means that two guys are going to be on the street at some point. Maybe you make a trade there. Maybe you can pull somebody off of another taxi squad. Maybe you can pick up somebody that gets cut once you have your cut down days and bring them over there. This is the interesting part of the NFL. You don't have to have your roster locked in here in April or May or June, July, or even August. That as you get closer to that opening day, there's always opportunities to add players. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if that's where the Rams go. But I do think that they look internally to start. I do think that Rochelle is the guy to get that opportunity. Like we talked about yesterday on Locked On Rams. This is a guy that was very close to grabbing that starting position last year. Darius Williams was struggling. Rochelle came in and played pretty darn well, and then he had that chest injury and he went out. And then Darius Williams came back and played a lot better after that and was more like the player we saw the year before, and he held on to the job pretty well. But when Rochelle healed and came back, he was still a pretty good player. Look, he's not Jalen Ramsey. There are not too many guys are. He's not Stephon Gilmore. He's not a guy at that, at least not at this point in his career. But if you put him out there on the other side of the field with everything else that the Rams have defensively, I think you can feel pretty good about what you got going there. I think you can feel pretty good about the way that you've put your defense together. As nice as it would be to have kind of a Dodger sort of lineup where you have an all-star at every position, or to use the NFL vernacular, an all-pro or a Pro Bowler at every position, it's a lot of guys, and you are really top-heavy when it comes to that sort of thing. You're going to have to get some guys to fill some gaps, and this goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of the pod. Sean McVay and Les Snead have proven remarkably successful at filling those gaps. This is, I think of all of the things that the Rams have been able to create in a very short period of time, we're talking about 5 years that Sean McVay has been here, is the ability to earn trust, right? Think, it feels like a million years ago, but go back to what it was like when Jeff Fisher was here. If Jeff Fisher would have said that they were going to backfill late in the draft, that we'll find some guys off some other teams, we'll bring some guys in, we're going to start a fifth-round draft pick, a corner early in the season, he'd be like, oh my goodness, really? This is what we're going to do? All right, get ready for some more of this 7-9 BS, as he would call it, or worse, or 4-12 BS that they dropped on LA when they first came back to town. You wouldn't have bought it for a second, because he was not capable of executing that plan. He demonstrated it over and over again. McVay and Snead, they're absolutely able to execute that plan. So when they say, hey, look, you know, trust us with this, you got to kind of trust them with it. So while it may not be painfully, maybe it is as obvious as Rochelle and Long. Maybe they get that job. Maybe they ham and egg it. Maybe they put it together. Maybe one of them goes into the slot. One of them stays outside. Maybe that's how they do it. Maybe it's as 1+1 as all of that. But if it's not and they want to go in another direction, they've earned the benefit of the doubt. Division championship, division championship, division championship, two Super Bowl appearances, a Super Bowl championship, you know, 4 out of 5 playoff years. When they say they got a plan, you got to believe that they got a plan. Okay, so let's talk about where the Lombardi Trophy is going to make some stops along the way. The Rams are going to take it on tour around Southern California, and there is a great spot that they're going to finish it off in that is absolutely terrific. We'll tell you what it is coming up next, but not after I tell you how good it is to go eat your Built Bars. Right? We're getting close to beach season. You want to look a little bit better. You'd like to be able to go out into the ocean and feel at least, you know, decent about the way that you look. Well, you're going to have to put down the junk that you've been eating and maybe hit the gym a little bit, because the calories are a big deal. The sugars are a big deal. And at Built Bar, they're not dealing with any of that stuff, right? They are covered in 100% chocolate, which means that they taste great, but they're low calorie, high protein. So replace all of the junk that you snack on with Built Bars. They're better. A typical candy bar, for instance, anywhere 200-300 calories, maybe even more than that. If you go to Built Bar and look at their chart, you're going to be blown away by all the good stuff and none of the bad stuff. High protein, low cal, high fiber, low carb. Here, let me simplify. That's what you're looking for. Go compare that to the other junk that you're putting in your body, and you're going to say, Built Bar's the right choice. You can feel better about it, and they taste great too. It's that easy. All about the taste. They make it taste great first, then they figure out the rest. They do it. You don't need to worry about it. You just need to eat it. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off of your order. Use that promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. All right, so one of the cool things about being Super Bowl champions is you get to hold on to the Lombardi Trophy, right? You get that unbelievably beautiful trophy, and you can kind of do with it what you'd like to do with it. And what the Rams are going to do with it is absolutely fantastic. They're going to take it on tour coming up later on this month, and then they're going to kind of go around the Southern California area and give fans a chance to see the trophy, fans a chance to take pictures with the trophy. Here are some of the dates. The first one is coming up here in just a few days. Saturday, April 23rd, that's the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. So if you are somewhere in the far north end of the San Fernando Valley in Thousand Oaks, you can go get your picture taken with that. They're going to come over to the west side. That's coming up on the Santa Monica Pier. That is April 30th. They're going to go a little IE action, the LA Fair grounds in Pomona. That's Friday, May 13th. All this stuff is available at therams.com, by the way. I'm looking at the Rams app as I read this off. Deeper into the 909, Riverside Convention Center, May 14th. Ontario Town Square, May 15th. So a lot of opportunities if you are on that side of town. They're going to go to SoFi Stadium on June 4th, Sunday, June 5th. June 5th is for season ticket holders. The Nike store in East LA, June 11th. Santa Barbara, go Gauchos on June 12th. So if you are in the 805, you got a chance to go see the Lombardi Trophy. And then down here where I kind of live, down here in Orange County, Newport Beach, Saturday, June 18th at Fashion Island Mall. All of these are great, but the one that just absolutely kills me, saving the best for last. They're going to go to San Diego with the Lombardi Trophy, and they don't know the location. They don't know the date yet. But they're headed to San Diego with their Super Bowl championship trophy, which is just terrific. I can't tell you how much I like that, because basically what they're doing, and I think it's a really good plan, is they're saying to the Chargers, look, you alienated an entire community of people down there. We'll take them. We'll let them go see what a functional organization looks like. We'll let them go see what an owner that's willing to spend his own money to build a $5 billion stadium looks like. We'll let them see a nice, shiny Lombardi trophy right there in their own backyard and take some pictures with it and maybe get a chance to show it off to their former Charger friends and say, you know what? Bleep those guys. I'm going to go be an LA Rams fan. Because the people in San Diego, my co-host on Travis and Sliwa, is a San Diegan, grew up in San Diego, born and raised, and was a huge San Diego Chargers fan, and he can barely say the Spanos' names now without wanting to spit the taste out of his mouth. Hates them. Cannot do it. He's on the borderline of becoming a Raiders fan at this point. He's so alienated with what they did to his team. And I love that the Rams are seizing on that because he's not the only one. There's going to be a bunch of people that would have loved to have been rooting for the Chargers to go win a Super Bowl when they walked up the road to a town where really no one was that interested to see him show up, that they're going down in there to try to grab some of their fans along the way is absolutely terrific. I love everything about it. And let me just put it to you this way. I've had an opportunity to be around some championship trophies, the Stanley Cup. I've been around. I got a chance to take some pictures with the Larry O'Brien trophy when the Lakers had it on display a couple of times. It's really cool. It's really cool. And if you are a sports fan, if your kids are sports fans, it's a really neat opportunity to go. Because it's just something you see on TV all the time. And to get a chance to see it and take a picture with it is really, really cool. So I love that the Rams are doing it. And what a great way to engage people in the community. Because, look, if you live where I live, right? I live down here in Orange County. And I'm probably not going to drive to Thousand Oaks to go see the trophy. But that they're bouncing it around. It's going to Santa Barbara. It's going to Thousand Oaks. It's on the west side in Santa Monica. What did I say? Three or four different spots in the Inland Empire down here, South Orange County. We're going to go a little bit further down to San Diego. You're going to pick off some fans along the way. Like everything that they're doing. How much time did we spend talking about how, hey, where'd all these 49er fans come from? Why is SoFi as much red as it is blue? And it was, you know, it wasn't a great look. I get it. This is how you beat that. It's going to take some time. It doesn't happen like that, but this is how you beat that. You do it by winning the Super Bowl and then going around and kind of flexing a little bit. Like, hey, remember our Super Bowl win? Here's the trophy. You want to come take a picture with that? You don't think that's going to turn some 8-year-old little kid into a Rams fan? I remember the time my mom and dad took me out to see the Rams. It was super cool, and we ended up buying a hat, and then they took me to a game the next year. That's how you do it. It is a slow build. But this is as fast as you can do it because they've been good basically since they got here, minus the Jeff Fisher season. And yes, I am going to keep mentioning that over and over and over again. All right, that's going to do it for this pod of Locked On Rams. Make sure that you click that subscribe button. It is incredibly important. Thanks for making us your first listen every single day. Now make your second listen, Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy, former corner Eric Crocker, bring the NFL Draft to life every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It, too, just like Locked On Rams, is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.